Welcome back to the Bruce Sallon Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And that is like S like in Sam's. Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest. He is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me back on.
Well, you know how much I enjoy having you on, and we must begin, as we do each week, with the health and welfare of baby Judah.
Well, here he is in the last week of not having a number assigned to his age. He is about to hit 1 year old next Monday, so we're enjoying
Wait,
the last
you mean the 15th?
The 15th, yes, on tax day of all days.
Ah, cool. So that means the next episode of our show, you'll be working on his second year of life.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, you asked me a couple weeks ago, you know, in front of everybody online and over the air, Drew, you've got to get back blogging, and you're going to start with, you know, chronicling your son's first year of life. And so I've been working on that, so can't wait to share that with you and with others.
As soon as you do, I promise I will share it with all my readers and listeners. So please, I will enjoy reading it. I've been a sort of a participant by proxy, it feels. So it will be a great pleasure to and make sure you include lots of pictures.
Oh, that's taken the most time sifting through this.
And maybe a video or two. Just make them short and sweet, so people just get a great taste of it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Wonderful, great idea.
Taking risks. When you were the high school pastor at Calvary Church, I'm sure you faced kids taking good risks, and of course, occasionally, sadly, the kids that took poor risks. What would you like to bring to this topic?
Well, you know, I'll bring up a third category. There was kids that took good risks, there was kids that took bad risks, and there was some kids that were afraid to take any risks. That's what I wanted to just briefly start off with.
That's
perfect.
We
can jump around from there, but, you know, as the high school pastor for 7 years at Calvary, and a few years before that at another church, I spent a lot of time with what a lot of us as leaders called the Purell generation. You know, a lot of kids have grown up risk adverse.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, you know, there's some really healthy need to avoid certain types of risks, as you said, bad risks.
Uh-huh.
But there are some risks that are good. And with a lot of students that came up through the high school ministry over the years, risk was bad. That's what they had been raised to believe. There was no such thing as good risk or bad risk. Risk was just bad, and so they really were risk adverse. And so there was this trip that we did every year. We took a whole bunch of high school kids out into the desert up in Nevada at Lake Mead,
mm-hmm.
and we went houseboating for a week. And I remember there was this one trip where it seemed like more kids, they were staying inside the houseboats. They wouldn't go out in the water. We had ski boats. We had all these opportunities for them, and they were just, you know, kind of staying inside. And I could tell that it was more than just, you know, some kids don't like to go water skiing, of course. Some kids don't like to be swimming all day. But
some kids are embarrassed just to put a bathing suit on.
Sure, sure. And so, you know, of course, kids had, you know, the swim trunks and, you know, the shirt over it or even the long sleeve over it. And so I understood all of that, you know, very complex nature as kids are coming up through adolescence. But I noticed a group of kids that were looking out the window, and they were looking at a group of other kids who were jumping off. It was only about 8 feet high, into off of kind of a rock ledge into the lake. And I saw them looking outside, and I saw a sense of longing that they wanted to be out there, but they were too afraid to do it. And so I started to talk to them, and I said, you know, you guys want to go out there? I'll go out there with you. And they're like, oh, no, we can't do that. Well, why not? Oh, we'll get hurt. Well, you know, have you ever done anything like that before? And so long story short, we ended up taking all the guys and all the girls, and we went over to this ledge, and it became this, like, two-hour-long thing where we gave kids opportunity. Kind of with everybody there, we had paramedics, you know, EMTs who had been trained and were in the water, lifeguards,
mm-hmm.
and gave them an opportunity. Every single kid eventually jumped off of this 8-foot-high ledge into the water. And it was so amazing to see on the backside of that, once kids got through their fear, once they got through their risk aversion, the type of stories that came up after that.
And the,
gave a lot of kids confidence.
Exactly, confidence to take the next risk that may not be physical.
Yes, but, because there's risks right. in relationships.
Of course.
There's risks when you apply for a school that you think you might not get into. So I don't want to say that there's just physical risks, but I really have seen with this generation a risk aversion.
Yes, and, I like that, the Purell generation. That's a phrase I'm going to steal from you.
There you go.
That is really good. Well, of course, you know I wrote about my son's risk taking involving having the courage to try to get up on stage with his idol or find a way to get on stage, and it paid off incredibly well. And I know so many kids couldn't imagine doing what Arnie did. And that's why I use it as a very prime example. You've seen that video, haven't you?
I have. It's amazing. I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm so moved by it, especially knowing how much he looked up to him and what an amazing moment.
Yeah, and how he, I believe that video was one of the contributing factors to his acceptance at Berklee College of Music. Because it showed a certain tenacity that you need to succeed in the music business. And at a tender age of 16 to do that, and then to perform so well under the pressure of being on stage with his idol, it paid off great. So I think that's the, you know, one of the comments I got on the column, we're out of time, but one of the comments I got was a young father who said that he really wished he had taken more risks in his life. And he was referring to emotional and career ones. And I wrote him back, well, teach your kids to take those risks that you didn't and teach them the right ones and the wrong ones. And that's what we can do as parents. So even if you failed in some areas to not go for it, don't let your kids fail. Give them, encourage them.
Even and that's a risk for a parent to take right then and there.
You betcha.
Yeah, so that's great.
Well, I look forward to seeing your first blog after your hiatus. Good reason for the hiatus. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor Drew. Way too fast segment. And I look forward to talking with you next week.
Looking forward to have a great week.
Thanks so much. We'll be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman after these messages.